This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Hope Day. If you call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you will instantly win a pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band. Dave and the band are at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco on September 10th.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I meant to do that story in the news. So the grand opening was yesterday.
Yeah, the
it's
ribbon
open.
Cutting.
So did you and Vaughn went to that?
Me and Vaughn went. Vaughn and I, as the listener keeps telling me.
Whatever.
I know. we went yesterday and Gavin was there, all the presidents of this, that, and the other were there making speeches.
Oh.
It's beautiful. We took a little bit of video, mm-hmm. met a couple listeners there.
Did you do like a Yuzies Reviewsies?
Something like that. We're just going to post it up on RadioAlice.com and just show people what it's like inside. It's state of the art, just gorgeous. The only thing I was kind of bummed out that we didn't get to see the big Jumbotron that's supposed to be the biggest in the NBA.
Oh, my God.
They didn't have it up.
Oh.
But we'll piece together some video, put it up at Radio Alice. I'll let you know when we get it done.
The thing comes down?
Yeah.
Like it goes up? They can put it up and down?
Yeah, I guess so because of, you know, different events that are going on.
Huh.
Oh, I guess. Good point.
Yeah.
Duh. It's got to be retractable, of course.
Yeah. One of the guys, Scott, who we met, is an operations manager there, and he said he loves you guys and has been listening for years.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about his Chase Center for years, too.
He's really handsome, too.
Well, for like the last year. as all the shows start booking in there. Anyway, yeah. If you want to see Dave Matthews Band, all new Chase Center, San Francisco, this Tuesday, September 10th. All right, let's talk to Scott Capurro, all the way from England. Is that where you are right now, Scott?
I want to play that room. That sounds fun. I could headline that room.
Yeah. Well, you know, talk to that guy, Scott, over there.
All right, I'll chat with him. Because we've already sold 14 for the 14th of September at Phoenix.
So oh, wow, right. That is 14. Right around the corner. So you were playing, at the
it's
Phoenix.
It's my husband's birthday.
Oh, great. Oh, the 14th is.
Yeah.
The Phoenix in San Rafael, that's a Saturday night. What a fun place to go. And
Edson turns like 39 or 41, I'm not sure which.
One of those. So didn't Edson just quit his job in the comedy club?
Well, I don't know what he's going to do. He's, you know, because the school and all that, the university is crazy, and that's about to start again. And they had a rough week last week, so he's not sure what's going to happen. Oh, that actor, that hilarious guy from Hangover, the Korean American person,
Ken Jeong.
Yeah. Okay. Well done.
Thank you.
Nice try, Sarah. Yeah.
Is that it?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, close enough. Thanks, Brent.
Well, say it. You say it. Ken Jeong?
I'm not going to try because I'm...
Okay, because you're just too cool. Right, okay, go ahead.
I just call him K-Way. Hey, K-Way. And that's his nickname. Because he and Edson are like so close. He loves Edson.
Loves him.
He remembered his name. I know, because he went there to do some sets because he's here warming up for a roast. For a bunch of they do those celebrity roasts.
Yeah, he's doing he's going to do the Alec Baldwin roast, I read.
Yeah, but there's other people. I think they roast everyone, don't they?
Oh, they do. Everyone roasts everyone on the panel there.
Because he started telling jokes about celebrities. The British don't, like, they know who Alec Baldwin, but they don't know who some of the other people. Like, is it Chelsea Manning? Or who's the one that used to be an Olympic star and now is a woman? That person?
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner. So he was telling jokes, and people are like, who's that? And the jokes are funny, but he's reading them off paper, and people are like, slow down. And when he said slow down, someone said slow down to him, he kind of lost his mind a little bit.
On stage.
And started yelling at her and saying, you, B, get out of here, and get her out. And there's no security at the club. It's a club in London. Nobody cares. Anyway, so people came in posing as security and kind of dragged her out of the room. And the English were a bit thrown by it. They're like, why is he doing this? And then he just talked about it like for like 14 minutes, saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go now. My paper fell. I can't read my own jokes. I can't find my glasses. Now, you know, you all hate me. What should I do? And they said, bring her back. So they brought her back in the room. It was crunchy.
This sounds like a CF.
And sat her in the front row, and she was really, like, And then he said, well, what should I do? Should I make fun of you? And they're like, no, be nice to her. And then he started telling jokes about Caitlyn Jenner. But trans jokes here, people are cautious about that. They're really touchy about it. The British don't really have a history of, like roasts. That's why they've never really had a roast thing on TV here like they do in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They've tried to figure out how to do it, but the British just see it as mean, and they don't get why any of it's funny. As mean as the British can be, it's funny to say
no,
that.
Definitely.
But anyway, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So they're like,
hold
what?
On. Hang on. Vinny's hand is up.
Hi, Scott. So then, not to fast forward the story, but so then Edson quit?
Oh, no. Edson, we were watching. Edson was, he might have to stop working there because of his education.
I thought we were building towards Edson quit in protest of, and I'm not sure where the protest is. Okay, got it.
I get that you want me to get to the end of the story. I understand that. So I'll cut to the car crash. So, yeah. They booed him off.
Oh, they booed.
I know. I've never seen it, especially because they get a lot of famous people at that, like that Amy woman, the really famous comic
Amy
from
Schumer.
The U.S. Amy
Schumer.
Yeah, she plays
Poehler.
There. Yeah, I guess.
Schumer.
And then
whatever,
all the others.
Whichever one.
And they do really well.
Uh-huh.
But I think he's only been doing stand up Ken for like a year. I think he was an actor only before.
Yeah.
And. It was really so beautifully awkward. Some of the comics I were standing in the back, just watching the whole thing fall apart. It was so fantastic.
Well, that's, you know, that's a comic for you, standing in the back, just reveling in the deliciousness of someone else's failure.
Well, no, I thought he would return because he's, you know, I thought he'd like bring it all back. I wanted to see how he'd, you know, reverse it and put it to his favor, like, you know, a learning lesson. And then he went out in the back after that and was like, how could this happen to the club owner? Club owner's like, I don't know. Anyway, see ya. And I think because the club owner didn't give him what he wanted, like pamper him, he came back. And now he's been back almost every night for the last week. Telling his jokes and trying to get the... you got to admire it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, really putting it out there on stage every night, trying to get these jokes right for TV. It's really... it's enviable, I think.
Well, he'll be one of the people roasting Alec and
Caitlyn Jenner.
I'll be watching it.
Yeah. And Adam Carolla, when he said Adam... of course, I know who that is, but the audience is like, Adam who? Is that the car guy? No one knew who he was.
Oh.
It was good.
Well...
Oh, I wish you'd been there. Because I know you like to see people fail on stage because you've mentioned it. A couple of times, have you watched me in crunchy situations in Mill Valley?
I don't like watching people fail. I actually feel it makes me feel super tense. Like when you see someone just dying on stage, it's actually you feel like embarrassed for them, and just it's so crunchy. I don't like that at all. I'm not like you.
But you gave me a 1-star out of 5-star review when you saw me at Mill Valley.
You're crazy. I was drunk.
You seem to you enjoyed
best.
It. No.
Phoenix,
how are you guys?
You're at the Phoenix in San Rafael next.
With an F.
Next
Phoenix with an F.
Next, not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday afterward. And then you got you have a full run at the Punchline in San Francisco, September 19th through the 21st.
We saved it. Yay.
I know. Well, it's just nice. I mean, geez, that would have sucked at that thing.
I mean, Chappelle saved it. Have you seen his new hour?
I have not yet. Vinny, did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Vinny, you haven't seen it?
No, I'm
a
fan.
He's a huge
fan. But I've only seen the first two of the four Netflix specials. Have you?
It's good.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Yeah. Yeah, because he's, you know, he's counter against the mainstream opinion. Everything's counter. It's really funny. He's brilliant. Yeah, it's great. You'll love it.
Well, you're brilliant, too, and you'll be here when?
A week from yesterday.
Oh, so next Tuesday.
Or a week from today on your show.
Okay, great. Oh, my God, that's right.
Really
I can't
excited.
Wait to see you either. Oh, my God, I miss you so much when you're gone.
Oh, yeah, you're okay. He's coming next Wednesday.
Hey, Yuzette, thanks for letting me call in. Appreciate it.
Of course, Scott. We'll see you next Wednesday. Have a safe flight.
Bye, Scotty.
I'm sure by then the podcast will be up, right,
Oh,
Sarah,
I'm sure. I'm doing what I can over here.
No, appreciate it.
It's great. You'll have 20 of them ready to go. All right, Scott Capurro, everybody. Thank you so much, Scott. We'll see you soon.
Love you guys.
Love
see you
too.
Soon.
All right, bye-bye. Scott Capurro, everybody. All right, let's get into the trash here. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans, so your money starts and stays in the community.
Right.
Start at FremontBank.com. So the Kevin Hart, I got a flash on my, you know, just on my phone, like, oh my God, Kevin Hart's been in an accident. The car is just... It's barely recognizable as a car. I don't know how anyone lived through this, but so what I'm reading here in TMZ, I had brought it up to Yuzette this morning, just like, wow, you know, I can't believe this happened. And you were saying that it's deeper than this, like maybe he left and maybe he had security come and get him. Because they're not really detailing that. They're really talking about the weeks of physical rehab that he's looking at. He's on the mend. He's expected to be released from the hospital by the end of this week. But they're talking about physical therapy that's going to span at least a few weeks and a steady schedule of doctor's follow-up appointments. He had surgery on his back on Sunday night. He was riding shotgun in this was his car, apparently, his 1970 Plymouth Barracuda, early Sunday morning when it careened off Mulholland Highway, leaving the driver and a backseat passenger pinned. He left the scene to get medical help.
I mean, yeah, that's so
Bryn
weird.
Says he left the scene to hide the drugs.
Yeah, so, and then I didn't say that. So, he said
I
that.
I said that. Bryn said
We're
that.
We're saying that he called his security people. They came and got him, took him
and left
to
other
his house.
People in the
yeah.
car,
and then called for help.
He didn't
it's
immediately
suspicious.
Call for help.
It's very
that's
suspicious.
Bizarre.
And if he had such significant back injuries, how did they pick him up and
right.
carry him to his house? And did they make it worse? It
yeah, and how did we not
fishy.
Immediately call 911
yeah.
when we have an
or
accident?
Or he's a celebrity and he's uh-huh. had his butt dragged through the news
yes.
enough times that he knows sure. the best thing for him to do is get the bleep out of here. He's dreaming that he's going to somehow get away with anything, but maybe that was his reaction. Like, I've had it. Everything
yeah.
that happens with my
panic.
Name attached to it mm-hmm. ends up on the in the news cycle.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, he had to know that this, well, whatever, you're right. You're in the aftermath of an accident, you're not in your right
oh,
mind.
Oh, come
you're not
on.
Necessarily
I mean,
thinking it through. Still, leaving your friends in the car as you take off and go home, that seems like a little much to me, but... What do I know? And I don't know what went down that
You know, night. It's probably being investigated. We're going to hear some new details coming out.
Well, there are crash investigators here saying
oh.
alcohol was not a factor. Mm. Cops are looking into excessive speed as mm-hmm. a possible cause of the wreck.
Well, duh.
A
yeah.
witness within
Mulholland Drive is famous for that, right?
And with
right.
this muscle car.
A witness within earshot of the crash said they heard tires screeching like the vehicle was peeling out before hearing a loud boom. The driver of the vehicle... His name is Jared Black. He was airlifted to UCLA Medical Center. His condition is unknown. His fiance was in the back seat, mm-hmm. made it out there. It's unbelievable that anybody made it out of this. They say she had minor pain, but I guess they were pinned in the car. The car is, the whole top of the car is gone. I don't understand how anybody survived this crash.
Right. And I'm wondering, and I don't know, Vinny, I can't remember, or they refurbished the car to have seatbelts because... What it's a 70? Don't the seatbelts just go?
They used
across?
To only be lap belts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I'm wondering, like, what was the situation with that?
It's unbelievable. So then, apparently, there was a 911 call made by uh-huh. someone who drove by.
Oh, wow!
Not by Kevin. Oh, I'm sure he at some point called 911. The male caller says there were two people stuck. There were three people, I guess. Everyone is conscious but scared because they're stuck in there. The roof is crushed. The car is totaled. I mean, it's so hard to believe anyone lived.
The
These
lady
photos
in the,
are just, there's no car left.
In the back seat is Kevin Hart's wife's trainer.
Right, right.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's her boyfriend, Kevin's friend.
There was at least one other civilian on the scene trying to help before the cops and fire department arrived. They're saying everyone looked hurt. I mean, obviously. Have you seen any of these shots? Look at this.
I'm seeing what Bryn is pulling up now. It looks destroyed.
I mean, look at the top of this car. It's incredible. There is no top of the car left. Look at this.
Yeah.
Here. It's another shot. I mean, it's a miracle that anybody walked away, let alone all three of them living. And it's
he didn't escape without injury. He's hurt.
Oh, no, right. He's in the hospital. He had to have back surgery.
Right.
So anyway, I don't know what's at the bottom of that, and I don't know how much more we'll find out. But he should be in trouble for leaving the scene of an accident at the very least. You're not allowed to do that.
Well,
you got to get rid of the drugs, man. Rolling Stone has a rundown of some bands whose initial name was terrible.
Okay.
And so I thought some of these were really... maybe I'll give you the first name. I'll give you the original name and you tell me if you... Some of these you've sort of heard. Like the Shrinky Dinks, which I actually think is a great name for a band.
I don't know this one.
Sugar Ray. They were the Shrinky Dinks first.
Oh, okay.
I know. Weird. The original name for Black Sabbath?
So I told you Earth, but I had just seen the on the Axis channel, they do this classic, the making of classic albums. Uh-huh. And they actually said, clearly it's not Earth, but it's something like that. They had this name, and before the album was released, the record company was like, that name doesn't match what you guys are.
Well,
we need a different name.
If it was, in fact, this particular name, it does not match what they
are. Okay, what is it?
The Polka Tolk Blues Band.
No, that wasn't, they didn't mention that.
Yeah. And it just says early name, so who knows how many. The thing is, bands change their names all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Naked Toddler. Not a good name.
I don't know it.
Creed.
Eh.
The Gollywogs.
I don't know.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh.
Why not the Gollywogs? The Red Hot Chili Peppers' original name? Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
Oh, my goodness. Who was that again?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh. Ridiculous.
I'm not familiar with the band Finger 11. I feel like that's a screamo band or something.
What, just one thing?
I don't think they had a
Finger
bunch of
11?
Hits. I think they had a single hit.
They were the Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
Okay, that's fun. Right. That's why they made the list, not because of their hits.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So they had the hit we played a lot was one thing.
You
recognize it.
Yeah. Lamb of God. That sounds like one of your bands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Burn the Priest was their original name.
Oy.
Yeah. Lamb of God's a little better. The Doobie Brothers' original name?
Uh-oh. What is it?
Pud.
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 P-U-D.
Pud.
Oh, let's ask him about
you know,
that.
We're going to get to see Lana's dad when?
Lara.
You know
Lara,
what?
Lara, darn
Lara's
it!
Dad, yeah. Diane, his wife, just texted me and said, is there any way we can, Tom is asking, is there any way we can do Thursday?
Oh sure.
Wait, what were we going to do?
And he's going to bring Friday. I think because he's doing, they're practicing for the coming concerts. He said he'll bring his acoustic.
Great. Oh, my God. Tom Johnson's going to come in here and sing a song.
Are you going to sing with him?
Whatever he wants. I certainly would not insert myself.
Well, do you have any songs by them that you're good, that are like right
all
in
the
your...
songs. I
anyone.
I love the Doobie Brothers.
Do you know the lyrics?
Don't I know the lyrics to every song? Aren't they all...
No.
Okay, should I... I'm texting them right now.
No, do not. Don't ask.
Yeah,
I'm not putting,
let's do it.
He's a cool guy.
You should sing with them.
He would love for you to do it.
Streets.
How about if I say, can we have Sarah sing one song?
No,
how about
no,
if
no.
you do this?
Please don't.
Do this.
Please don't.
Okay, hold on.
Are you going to obsess about it?
Yes, I'll obsess. Just
fine.
Have him come
do
in and
this.
Do what he wants.
Ask him which songs he wants to do, and we'll see if... If you want to join him, at least you'll be ready for it.
Right.
Okay?
Usually people just want to perform and not have DJ jump in.
He's so cool.
Well, we'll see how
he's
it goes. What
back.
If he hates me when he meets me?
That's
people,
ridiculous.
Sometimes people hate me.
I might join him.
I'm sure you will, actually. No one can stop you from singing.
No one can stop you from singing either. What
but
are you talking about?
I can
about?
Stop myself
Hello,
in certain
kettle.
Situations.
I know.
Listen, did I interrupt Steve Perry? No. Did I interrupt Neil Schoenschein? No. I don't
what
interrupt.
Are you talking about?
Well,
don't
that's interrupt.
Neil Schon didn't do a song for you.
He did play, but he didn't sing any songs.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just
so
did,
then
I
you didn't have a chance.
Him. I didn't interrupt him.
Actually, you didn't say a word to him.
I know.
Forget about interrupting him.
She was too busy hitting her head against the wall.
I talked to him for 15 minutes while you sat there.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in his presence.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to get a little closer. Maybe I can smell him.
You're right, you didn't. You didn't interrupt him at all.
Oh, my God. My heart was pounding. I couldn't even talk. I couldn't form words. I was like, oh, my God, my idol. The Salty Peppers. They were Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right.
Oh, wow.
I like the Salty Peppers. I think that's so bad. Just a couple other ones. Okay. Yep. Okay. This is not.
Oh,
this is,
yeah.
Salty Peppers.
Oh, I get it. I have Kiss's original name. Okay.
Bullshit.
You guys, let's do some. We're out of
Hold
time.
Hold on.
Here.
We love this. Let us listen to it.
Hey, Kiss. Their original name was Wicked Lester.
Lester.
Ah.
Wicked Lester. Green Day.
Oh.
Their original name was Sweet Children. That's adorable.
Sweet Children.
Go see the band Sweet Children.
Let's see. Maroon 5, I've heard this one before. Kara's Flowers. Kara's Flowers. Simon and Garfunkel were going to be Tom and Jerry. Blue Oyster Cult was Soft White Underbelly. And Pink Floyd was Screaming Abdabs. Oh, and Queen's first name was Smile.
Hey.
Yikes.
Oh, Radiohead on a Friday. There's a ton of these. It's the Rolling Stone has the full list if you want it. But I am out of time. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Bite or suck? And more after these.
Oh, well,
it's Sarah and Vinny.
N73, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy hump day. Thank you. Big news for tomorrow morning, really early. Apparently, Camila Cabello's been teasing two new songs on all her social media, Insta and stuff. And we are going to be the first to play them at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then we'll hear them a bunch of times during our show. So that's it. They're going into rotation, everybody. Two new, brand new songs from Camila Cabello.
She's good.
Here on The Alice.
Yeah, I like her.
We have her first album at my house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
With this one on it.
Yeah. My daughter loves her. She opened for Taylor Swift here.
Oh, funny.
So is that your people were introduced to her?
No, the first song was the Havana song that they got into her, but they saw her open. Who was the second act? There were three female artists. It was Camila was the first one, another person, and then Taylor.
Mm. Girl
Pretty
power.
Big show, yeah. It was at Levi's. I mean, they filled the stadium.
Was it Charlie XCX?
I think so.
Oh.
I think I saw that on her Reputation tour. On Netflix?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's who it is, Charlie XCX.
And at some point, they all hop on stage together and just do a
Well, it's funny because Camila just has taken off. She's huge right now. So, two new songs from her here on The Alice tomorrow.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... I seem to have misplaced that.
Here you go.
That page. Thank you so much.
It's the Planet Home.
There it is. We all have a copy.
Brought to you by Planet Home. Experience the Planet Home event this September 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food and beverage program, all to solve the planet's future.
Mm.
Visit planethome.eco for more info and tickets.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Brent. Just realized it's Wednesday, Big Brother tonight.
I know.
And the NFL season kicks off tomorrow.
Oh, boy. It is happening, Vinny. Happening.
Bye, summer. Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a good one.
I love summer. It's so hot right now.
It's too hot. Mm. I'm looking forward to the turn. It hasn't been too hot at your house?
Well, I have AC, so no.
Oh,
when I go outside, I'm like, oh, my God, the delicious heat. And then I'm like, oh, it's getting a little too hot. I guess I'll go inside and cool down.
So I said this name a minute ago. McCray Game. And you said, who?
Yeah, who's McCray Game?
McCray Game wants people to know he was wrong about all of it.
Oh.
He was wrong to found Hope for Wholeness Network. Heard of it?
No. Hope for Wholeness?
Hope for Wholeness Network, a faith-based conversion therapy program.
Oh.
That seeks to rid people of their LGBTQ identities. He was wrong to create a slogan promoting the idea of freedom from homosexuality through Jesus Christ. He was wrong to tell people they were doomed for all eternity if they didn't change their ways. After 20 years of working in a field he helped create, Game says he realizes the harm he has caused and that he himself is gay.
Well, yeah, obviously. Well...
Conversion therapy encompasses a widely discredited range of methods that say they can change someone's sexual orientation or gender identity. The practice is illegal in 18 states. It's all in my past, but way too many continue believing that there is something wrong with themselves and wrong with people that choose to live their lives honestly and open as gay, lesbian, trans, etc.
So now, after all this damage, she's like, oh, oops, I was wrong.
Game, now 51, wrote on Facebook last week, the very harmful cycle of self-shame and condemnation has to stop.
Yeah.
He created it. Or certainly helped promote it.
Oh, it sounds like he created the whole conversion camp thing.
Right.
You know, it's always the people who are yelling the loudest and, oh, no, I can get that right out of you. You know, it's like, of course he turned out to be gay. I mean, I'm happy for him that he's found his, you know, true self and is going to live his life the way that he was born to do it. But the havoc that he's left in his wake is horrible. I mean, there's a reason it's outlawed in 18 states. It's horrible and harmful and wrong.
Well, there you go.
The world.
I myself am gay. At the end of all that. That whole saga ends with him saying...
Well, I mean, what else could it be? You know, it's the people who are like, no, I tamped it down in me. I can tamp it down in you, too.
Just as I was starting to think about getting a Tesla, turns out the app went buggy and people were locked out of their cars.
Oh, no. Oh, boy, that sucks. Did that happen to your parents?
Not that I'm aware of.
Several users took to Twitter to... say, oh my God.
I can't get in my car, man.
I've been logged out of my app and now I can't use it to unlock my car.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, this the whole app dependence thing is a little much. I really feel like there should be some kind of override.
Some backup key.
I have an app for my electric car and I've been locked out of that too, and it's screwed me over a couple times. I can still get into my car, no problem. But there's things that you can only set using the app, which you should be able to set those in the car, and you can't
can,
do it.
Though, I don't Sarah, think you just don't know how.
Okay,
it's
but
in the settings under the
all right.
Little control
they say
thing.
Here while Tesla's app helps you unlock the car, you can still use a key card or an option key fob or an app without needing to connect to the internet. But some people get too used to using the app
don't
and
have
didn't
their key
have their
them.
Backup. And that's one of the things you get used to is you go, why am I carrying this damn right. thing around if I only need this thing?
That I'm always carrying around anyway.
Right. I mean, that's the beauty. That's the ease of it all.
Well, it's like when you just take your phone into the supermarket and they're like, oh, no, our system's down. When you need to use a credit card. I'm like, well, I don't have one of those with me and I've got all these groceries. Now what do I do?
Right. My things lately has been because I leave my phone a lot. Just
yes, I try to.
Especially over the weekend I'm in the Whole Foods. I got the baby strapped to my chest. I'm pushing a cart. I got this whole thing going on trying to get through there as fast as. And then I get to the front of the counter and they're like, do you have your Whole Foods? Oh, the phone's in there. No. I got a baby.
Right. That's what I got.
You want to hold this while I run into the.
Right.
I didn't do that, but you know what I mean.
There should just be some number you can put in.
Well, they don't have that.
I don't want to have to pull my phone out, trying to not have my phone on me for every damn thing. Mm-hmm.
After the most recent shootings in, I believe, Texas was the most recent one, it looks like Walmart plans to dramatically step back from ammunition sales.
Great.
It's big news.
Well, you know, it happened at a Walmart. So I think they're still going to sell hunting stuff. But like little handgun stuff, they're not doing anymore. Which is, you know, I think that's good.
They're making changes. Well, it's going the right direction, if that's what you've been asking for.
I think they're also
that's
saying,
a positive
even
step.
In open carry states, you can't open carry here. We don't want you to open carry
in the
here.
Store, right. Right. That's one of the things they're saying, yes. Don't bring your stuff in here.
Yeah, we're changing our policies. And that's what it's going to take, frankly, is for other big companies to go, no more.
The announcement comes just days after the mass shooting claimed 7 lives in Odessa, Texas, and follows back-to-back shootings last month, one of them at a Walmart store. So that's one of the... And actually, Franti makes the news twice today. I believe he'd been one of the people who was like on his Facebook congratulating, way to go, Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Positive step.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's his... He's got a song about on his new album, or his latest album. Yes.
Flower
in the gun.
Flower in the gun. That's what it is. We can be the flower in the gun.
It's a hit.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song.
It's a good hook. All right, Sarah.
The flower in the gun.
Sorry. One second too soon.
Let her sing!
What's wrong with me? Bite or suck?
Bite.
You don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm going bite.
You don't know,
you know what, though?
Yet.
I want to go bite.
Gummy bears.
Oh, I don't eat gummy bears. I don't like
what?
I could care less about gummy bears.
Chocolate.
Bite.
They say sucking is the preferred way to savor the
I'm
taste.
I'm sure that's true.
All right, bite.
I want to bite it. I like to bite a piece of chocolate.
Hard candy.
Suck, but I don't really. I'm not a candy. Believe it or not, I'm not like a... I'll eat it if it's the only thing.
Yeah, you eat it in the office every day.
There it is, you know?
Right.
Bite it. Right. But I'll suck on a hard candy.
Cheese balls.
Bite them. Come on. But sometimes, you know, I've eaten a few, and now I'm relaxed, and I'm going to suck them. That's fun.
It's weird. People suck on them. Mm. Almost 20% of people suck on a cheese ball.
Well, you start by munching, and then, you know, once your initial, like, oh, God, I'm eating, you know, once that's over, then you can suck them. They're fun. They actually, you know, it's like you ever suck a malted milk ball? Mm-hmm. That's fun. You know, you suck the chocolate off at first, and then it's like, it almost like hollows out, and it's like, oh, yeah. I love it.
I'm with you on certain things. I'm all keep it. A malted milk ball? Nah.
Oh, yeah,
no,
those
thanks.
Are good.
Cheese ball? Nah. That's like a Cheeto, right?
Yeah, it's like
so
just a ball.
So occasionally when I decide, all right, I'm going to ruin my mouth and have stuff stuck in my
stuff,
teeth
sure.
and finger mm-hmm. stains, it's a whole commitment I'm not always willing to make.
Yeah.
Breath mints. Suck or bite?
Try to suck them. I usually bite them.
Orange slices.
Oh, bite them.
All right.
Come on.
Ice cubes.
I don't have that with ice. Yeah, I know that you were biting ice cubes for a while there.
Yeah,
Yuzi.
I don't anymore though.
Yeah, well, you're not anemic anymore.
Right. Don't have the desire.
It's
to
a
do
weird
it.
Thing. My yeah. I told you this. My sister-in-law was all of a sudden biting ice. She's like, I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, I'm biting ice cubes. Mm. I'm like, you're anemic. You need to go. It turns out she was anemic.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Mm-hmm. She's on these like iron drops now. She's
oh,
like,
good.
Yeah, I don't need to bite ice cubes.
Oh,
anymore.
She drops, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Better than the pills.
Some kind of thing.
That's great.
Wow. So...
I know. But yeah, I don't like to chew ice. I don't really have a feeling about that. Some if it's crushed ice already, I might bite it. And if it's just a big cube, I'll suck it. Any other ones? This
no,
is fun.
That's it. as good a care as I've taken of my teeth, and mm-hmm. I go to the dentist every six mm-hmm. months, I have spots where if cold touches it,
oh.
I'll be like, ah!
Right.
So I really don't chew stuff like
right.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, and ice cream must bother that too.
It's only if it hits certain spots right on the turn here
mm-hmm.
at the top where I've done too much of this.
Yep.
This brushing
worn it,
across.
Worn it down to a nerve.
Right. So they've told me it's easily fixed, but you're not anywhere near a spot where you have to worry about that. I just use sensitive toothpaste.
Yeah. That's Sensodyne or whatever.
Sensodyne.
Yeah. Do you use that?
I do not.
I don't.
Do
I actually don't have any sensitivity
for
like
a minute
that.
I was using it, but then I stopped.
Yeah.
No particular reason. My teeth aren't really sensitive that way.
Huh.
To hot
and cold.
Or cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you due? How come we haven't heard about any new stuff out of you?
Because I'm in insurance.
Hell.
Mm. Right now.
What right. do you mean? You have it.
I have it, but.
They're sick of paying for it.
Because it's so extensive, what I need to have done, the last time I went to the dentist, they said it would be about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks before the insurance got back to them. I checked back in with both my dentists, and insurance has not gotten back to them. And
about whether or not they're going to cover it.
Yeah. And I don't want to start doing the procedures
work, right.
until I know, am I going to be stuck with a $15,000 bill? I want to know
right.
first. So
yes.
I'm just waiting it out. Both my dentists are, you know, on top of it, but
dang.
Insurance sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
I mean,
and there's
I
always a
question.
I would
have liked to get this work done.
Yeah.
By now, I could have had at least half the stuff done.
Right.
So I'll keep you posted when I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. We did a story yesterday about how we've got no patience anymore. Technology has spoiled us to the point where we are losing it within seconds.
Right.
If our stuff isn't working.
Right.
I'm quick exactly. to like go, well, this computer needs to be rebooted on off. Like,
right. And then even that takes a long time. I'm like, hurry
well,
up.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is I've just, rather than wait a couple seconds for something to load, I start going, something must be wrong.
Right.
Reset you. 16 seconds. That's how long we will give a website to load before we start trying to
oh,
figure out what's wrong.
Oh, even that sounds like a long time. Like, really? Is this thing not loading? Let me refresh. Hold on. Let me check the link again.
22 seconds waiting for a movie or TV to start streaming.
Oh.
If it's not working. What? What's
what
going
is
on
happening?
Around here? 25 seconds for a traffic light to change. That's not here in the city.
Yeah.
It's 3 minutes per light here in, on Embarcadero.
That is ridiculous that there aren't just sensors that know when a car is waiting at 4 in the morning.
Well, I don't want to say the people out there on the streets at 4 in the morning have to run those damn things, but I've heard some people have to run those damn things.
This morning, I was on the Embarcadero coming to make a left on Broadway. My light with the arrow was green, and this motorcycle was coming. And I always kind of slow down right there, even if my light is green, because I don't know that that car or vehicle, whatever, bus, is going to stop. And that motorcycle just
blew it.
Totally blew it.
Oh.
And I was just like, thank God I practiced to slow down here.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give a about anything.
Well, he would have if you had cut him off.
Yes, he would
have. And you would have rightfully been in. You, it was.
I had a green arrow,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, dude. Sorry you flew over the back the my car, but. Oh, speaking of cars, they say we got texts from people who said the rescue people cut the roof off of that car.
Oh, is that
why
the whole roof is gone? Mm-hmm. Jesus, I was like, no one survives that.
No, they cut it off.
Oh, because just to get those people
And someone
out.
Else wrote in and said, that engine on that car is like a Hellcat. It's like 750 horse. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But they're saying that that car was...
too muscular for a haul and drive.
Well, I'm guessing that's what they went up there to do.
Right.
They
right.
may not
take
necessarily...
the turns.
Boy, didn't he just buy it?
He just bought it for his birthday.
I bet he has a friend who's a good driver, and he said, take it up there and show me what this thing can do.
Yikes.
And then they ended up...
off a cliff.
Right.
This just came out about 10 minutes ago. It's back to TMZ. You know how they
Kevin
update
Hart's
the story?
Car.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart's accident on Sunday.
We've spoken to the witness who was first on the scene and called 911, and he told us when he referred to someone getting out of the car, he did not mean Jared. He meant Kevin. It goes on to say, here's why. The 911 caller thought Kevin was driving the car because he saw Kevin's security guard remove him through the driver's side window and then walk up to a black Escalade and leave the scene. CHP says when they arrived on the scene, Jared was in the driver's seat.
I don't know.
I'll
tell you what. I wouldn't have purchased that car and then taken the keys and said, you show me what this can do.
Yeah. Take a turn with it.
Well, I would have just absolutely been the guy driving, period.
This is my brand new car.
Yeah, I just bought this thing. Well, what a buy it for?
Yeah, but I have 40 other cars, so...
Yeah, but why would you collect cars if you don't want to drive them?
Yeah. I don't know. It just all seems a little fishy.
Yeah, I mean, it does. There's no question.
But speaking as someone who has, at times in life, had more points than I should, there are those times where you're like, I cannot afford this ticket. Mm. Oh, my God. I'm going to get my license pulled.
And I have all these cars.
That's when Jason Sisco switches seats with you to save the day.
What a great guy.
Well, I did it for him, too. Mm. Depends on the points.
You got more points than tires, man.
Depends on what you're carrying at the time. Oh, well, look at the time. Oh. I'll read text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.